Well, his self-censoring clearly isn't working, so you might as well just listen. Here's Gruber.
Yeah, at some point, you know, there's going to be critical mass on this. And you listen, I don't know, you know, certainly not necessarily the governor's fault here. But when she runs her entire campaign on fix the damn roads, if the roads don't get fixed or serious progress isn't made between now and November of 2020, I don't think that helps usher in a lot of support for the Democrat Party here in Michigan. That is, I mean, that was the foundation of the entire campaign. And she stood there on stage and told people that when Bill Schuette said, you're talking about a 20%, a 20-cent tax increase, she said, ah, oh, that's not true. She said, that part was right. It's not true. It's actually 2.5 times that or something like that. So here we are looking at all this. And by the way, I've got a phone call here on the Common Sense Hotline. We'll take your calls. Why not? Light them up. 888-900-9966. 888-900-9966. Jason is calling from an undisclosed location in Michigan because his wife is a teacher, and he says she was in a meeting recently where some very interesting things were discussed and talked about, and we won't say he's calling from exactly. We'll just say he's in Michigan. Jason, welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks, Steve.
So fill us in, some very interesting things. Your wife goes to this meeting, she comes home, and she tells you what?
My wife's a union rep for her school district, so she had recently had an MEA meeting, and goes to the MEA meeting. The MEA is telling their leadership to tell their membership to vote for the gas tax because the MEA and the school districts are getting funding from it. So either the 45 cents is getting split up, or the 45 cents is being completely allocated, and past money that's been allocated to the roads is now being diverted to the school districts to get the schools to support.
So the MEA, the unions are out there whipping their membership. You said your wife is the union rep for the district?
Yeah.
And what does she think of this idea?
She thinks, well, obviously somebody's lying because, you know, she's a Trump supporter who can't say anything about that, obviously, in the meetings. But
hold on. You mean she does not wear the red hat to the meetings, to the get-togethers?
Oh, God, no.
Why? Well, I mean, it's freedom of speech. Everybody love everybody. What are you talking about, Jason?
Totally different discussion.
Yeah. Although I think the day she resigns, I think it'd be cute if she paraded in wearing the hat just for sport.
I told her she needs to write a book.
Well, you know what? And she might, you know, and because I won't disclose where she is. Anytime your wife wants to call in and she can just be Sally or Sue or Jane or I don't care what she calls herself and says, here's what we're hearing on the inside from the union, because what you're outlining, we know that this 45 cents does not go entirely to roads. In fact, a portion of it does, and as we heard just a moment ago, it might be a third to a half of the 45 cents is diverted to cover other expenses. Now I go back to my experience. If I buy a hunting license or a fishing license, I know that money is going to stay with the Department of Natural Resources for game and non-game species alike. It's something we do in Michigan, and it makes perfectly good sense. If we look to Ohio or Indiana or Wisconsin, they have dedicated funds to the roads, and their roads are in far better shape. I think we have to get to a place just like that so you don't play these games where the unions are in there, oh, vote for this, you know, vote for that gas tax increase. I don't want to vote for a gas tax increase. Think about this. If you run just 1,000 gallons a year, which isn't much, that's $450 to you. If you've got two cars in the driveway or if you've got a teenager or two, all of a sudden, we're at a couple of $1,000 a year. So any money you would save off of the insurance rollbacks, you'll get drilled at the gas pump. Jason, I really appreciate you calling in. That's really good information from the inside.
The structure bill that Trump is trying to pass is another 23 cents on top of that?
Well, I think it was something like, I thought it was 18.4, but maybe that's what, yeah. But yeah, the federal government also looking to pile on, and it gets to be a bit overwhelming. Jason, thank you so much. And seriously, your wife can call anytime, and we won't do a thing about that. All right, we're going, what'd you say, Dana? Dana, how are you? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Holt.
All right, what are your thoughts?
Well, they had another Democrat on a different talk show, Frank Beckman on WKR here a couple, 3 weeks ago, and he was talking about this increase in costs. Now, this man is a former Democratic representative, and he was talking about how a lot of the money, says they sell it to the public on how it's going to go to fix the roads. And then they get to pass the bill or pass the increase, or pass the increase in the registration fees, whatever it is.
Right.
And then the money siphoned off to all of these other interests.
Yeah, exactly.
And this is what he said. But he said that Republicans don't have a plan to do anything about the roads at this point in time, that, you know, it's a tax increase. They want to avoid a tax increase. And my suggestion is siphon the money back.
Yeah, we ought to get the money. And I go back and I keep using the same example because it works for wildlife, game species, non-game species. Like, that's what we should do. Let's go to Todd checking in now on the Common Sense Hotline. By the way, you should write this down. 888-900-9966. Todd is also the spouse of a school teacher here in Michigan. Todd, welcome to the discussion. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind? My mind is the roads and how screwed up they are, and an inside track with regards to how that the roads aren't properly taken care of when they build the roads. I've talked to MDOT supervisor that was a field supervisor for the roads, and how they skimp and scrounge to be able to not put the proper recipe and materials down the road to be able to keep them from breaking apart. So, and hence, they have jobs all the time, jobs to be able to put forward. But also, not only that, and, you know, like I said, my wife's a school teacher.
Right.
And what she does, she actually does put her face and her voice out there at times, and she does wear a Trump button to work.
That a girl, I like her a lot. I appreciate that. But we got to get it. We've got to get dedicated funds. We've got to make sure they can't be siphoned off or sent somewhere else. Sorry, Todd, I got to run. Got a hard break here, but I greatly appreciate the input from the listeners statewide today, of course, on the Michigan Talk Network. Marquette to Monroe and all points in between, 25 stations strong and growing every day. It's the Steve Gruber Show.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.